Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Welcome back to Movement, a running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. We are on to the 21st episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome back all the runners.
So first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on the release of your book, The Pain Handbook. And this book talks about non-surgical way to manage back, neck and knee pain. So tell us briefly what this book is about and whom is it meant for?
Everyone, ma'am. So basically, pain is part of life, so everyone has it at some stage or the other.
Yeah.
And back pain, knee pain, neck pain, I mean, 80 to 90% of us suffer severe one episode at least in life where we are bedridden with that. And how do we address that? So the whole idea is getting more active, that being the thing. And my big thing here is don't depend on the healthcare industry, because sadly, as much as I'm from a part of it, there is no health, there is no care in that industry today. You know, it's all about money making. So it's not in their interest to get you better.
Mm.
It should be your interest to get yourself better. So, you know, understanding what is the body about.
Right.
It's made to move. And, you know, our podcast fits in really well with that.
Yes.
So that's the whole thing. And again, investigations like MRIs are done left, right and center. I mean, there's so much evidence to show. They aren't needed. So it's just making people more aware, empowering them with knowledge. That's the whole idea of the book.
Right. Great. So just for all our listeners, the book has been published by Penguin India and it's available at bookstores and, of course, Amazon also. So all you people just go and grab a copy. So moving on, we come on to our listeners' questions. And the first question is, what are your thoughts about this wave of pollution that Delhi is going through and the smog? And we've been hearing a lot about it with the AQI limits, you know, literally hitting the roof.
Yeah, no, seriously. I was recently in outskirts of Faridabad for a couple of days, some family stuff,
right.
And it is bad. You know, so it's very, very easy. Someone sitting in an AC room and, you know, commenting on things.
Yes.
But the point is, yes, those farms have something to do with it. Not something, I mean, majorly that.
Mm.
It is not safe. We need to be very careful. So as much as I keep telling everyone that, you know, be active and get off your backside and move and run and, you know, our podcast is here. But this pollution is really, really bad right now.
Mm-hmm.
Please look for alternative ways to exercise. So what I'm really saying is, as much as I'm no fan of, you know, treadmill running, maybe that is the way to do right now. Do more of strength training, do more of, you know, physical stuff in rooms if you can. So that's the thing here.
So be more indoors than outdoors.
For now, yes.
Especially in the early morning time.
A couple of weeks at least more, definitely.
Right. But what about, you know, the running events which are coming up, like the Delhi Half Marathon, which we ourselves have been promoting in our podcast for the last couple of months? I mean, what happens to events like these?
Again, on my social media, I've actually been saying that, you know, we need to take almost a, you know, decision like what Modi has done with 500,000 rupee notes.
Hmm.
I'm of the opinion that it is the duty of the organizers and sponsors to postpone running events over next few weeks if they're happening in Delhi. Idea is to get folks to move and be healthy, fair enough, but not to make them sick. So that's kind of crucial. Organizers of Delhi Half Marathon have actually come out saying that, you know, yes, we are doing it for health and, you know, when you're running, please wear a mask and run during our event. Now, you know, that's not good enough.
Right.
Those masks are not doing enough, actually. Then the sponsor needs to come in saying, listen, it's our brand at stake here, so can we do something about it?
Yeah.
If not, I mean, you know, should the Delhi government come in? I don't know. I mean, we need to be postponing it. You know, there'll be 20, 30,000 people there on the streets.
Right.
I mean, is it safe? I don't know.
Let's see what happens, because with events like this, with so much marketing, money, sponsorship, I'm not sure whether they would be sort of willing to postpone it and, you know, take that decision. But let's wait and see.
Yeah.
Another question which a lot of people have been asking is that, you know, mostly all runners are adults. So shouldn't we leave the decision, you know, of running to them? They know what is good for them and what is bad.
Yeah, so by that, you know, suicide should be legal. It should not be illegal. You know, everyone should be able to, allowed to jump off from wherever they want. I think, no, that's incorrect, actually, because 40 cigarettes is what they are saying, that, you know, you're smoking. Non-smokers are smoking today, standing on the street. Now, that can't be right, a day, right? Mm. So it has to come back to the establishments and all that, saying, like, administration, saying, listen, not right. As a, you know, we all know, smoking kills. All those packets have those, you know, it's not good for you. Exactly.
Yes.
So why are we risking our citizens like that? So I think, you know, whoever it be, needs to come in and, you know, take care of it. So point really is, sometimes I'm not too big a fan of democracy, but, you know, it is important that because uneducated, popular, but emotional decisions are being taken by masses, you know, and runners who've been training for the last 3 months and 4 months. I understand, I'm a runner, you know, like I train people and we've been doing this podcast. But, you know, do we want people to fall sick?
Right.
You know, we have enough right now. We have malaria, dengue and, you know, chikungunya to take care of and then this. So, no, I'm not. I think we should postpone it. I understand the financials, but yeah.
Yeah, right. Moving on to the Mythbuster of the week, we are sticking to the theme of pollution. We see that a lot of people who are running or even who are moving about have these masks. And there are also different types of masks, you know, N95 and I don't know, all, you know, with different price ranges. So are the masks helping enough? What is the actual function of a mask? Just to sort of finish, does it mean that a mask which is costing $2,000 is better than a mask which is like 100 rupees?
Yeah, that for sure it is. But value, ROI-wise, I don't know. I mean, if it is really worth 20 times more cost for it.
Right.
The point really is, are they made to be in that air for 3 hours, which the half marathon will be, right? I mean, slower runners will take 3 hours and longer. And that's only running time. Getting to the venue, waiting, and then finishing, waiting again.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 4+ hours, 5 hours, you're exposing yourself. Mm. Are any of these masks okay for that? No, they're not. So a simple and blunt answer to this one is, no, they're not enough. It'll not cater to enough, no matter what the cost, unless you're running with an oxygen cylinder and you have a mask on, so which is kind of impractical, I think.
Yeah.
Even if you're training, you know, I would actually suggest if people are running and you want to run outdoors, look for the green belts. The parks, you know, so a little bit of like a foresty area or something. When you're running, at least it's a lot lower than what will be on the streets and highways and the main roads, because most people tend to run there.
Yeah.
So I think that is definitely a decision that they need to be taking and doing while they run wherever. Please, please, please do that. I think that's really it, yeah.
Good. So what's the exercise of this week?
So since we're talking about pollution, let's focus on breathing this week. Most of us have taken breathing for granted. You know? So we don't think how important that bit is. It's breathing that keeps us alive, the oxygen that goes into the system and all, but we just don't think about it. So put an alarm maybe for every 30 minutes when you spend time doing mindful breathing for just 60 seconds. So by the watch. Okay, and you sit tall, take long, deep breaths in and out, and focus more on breathing out slowly, so letting go kind of a thing, so a little philosophy there, and then breathing in very gradually as well. So long breath in over 4 to 5 seconds, then long breath in as well, over 4 to 5 seconds again. So when you're doing that, you are already adding to your running as well, because most people, when they stand up and start running, they have no idea how to breathe. So there's a mismatch. They've been breathing all along for 30, 40 years. You ask them to run and they're suddenly like, oh, I don't know how to breathe.
Right.
So just start with this. This could be a good idea.
Yeah. Sounds pretty much like, you know, meditation. Focus
simply
on breathing. Focus.
Yeah.
Great. So what about the running schedule for this week?
Yeah, so if you're running around Delhi, NCR, I suggest short run outdoors, 30-ish minutes maybe, it's okay. I mean, it's not okay at all, but, you know, please don't do those 2 hours, 3 hours in the kind of weather, you know, like the pollution we have. And if at all, you know, you're going for those longer runs, please look for treadmills if you can. And, you know, running indoors is, I mean, I hate treadmills.
Right.
But I think right now we need to be doing it. So getting on to running plan for the week, again, going back to our 3 focused runs that we do. On the weekend, as usual, have as slow as you like run on a weekend. So you warm up with 2 to 3 minute easy walk, followed by 1 to 3 minute of brisk walk, followed by 8 to 10 minute of a jog. And you do this 1 minute brisk walk, followed by 8 to 10 minute jog, you repeat it a few times, you repeat it 6 to 8 times. So in total, you're looking for 60 to 80 minutes.
Right.
Again, the two things to remember always are be soft on your feet and keep your breathing easy. Okay, so primarily just focus on that. So that's a weekend run. Then a tempo run, maybe on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, is you do 10 to 12 minutes nonstop running and do it 3 to 4 times. So how you do is you start the run for 10 to 12 minutes nonstop at a faster pace than on the weekend. Take a break for 1 to 2 minutes, recover, take a long breath in, maybe a sip of water or so, and get back at it again and repeat this 3 to 4 times. So keep your breathing again easy, please. So very, very important, even though I'm asking you to run faster.
Right.
And then maybe on a Friday or so, you want to run the interval runs. So here we start with 2 to 3 minutes of easy walk, jog for a minute or so, followed by running for 6 minutes at a faster pace than even what we did on a tempo run.
Right.
Okay. And the speed should be such that you should only be able to answer in 1 to 2 words. And then you take a break for a minute or two, and you repeat again that fast run for 6 minutes. Okay, you do this 7 to 8 repetitions like that. Besides the 3 runs, you know, 20 to 30 minutes of exercises if you're doing other running walks and all that throughout the week, that should be okay.
Great. So moving on to the story of the week, it's about Sachin Mehta, a 32-year-old lawyer. So tell us something about Sachin.
Yeah, so Sachin picked up running only 4 to 5 years back. So he's 32 right now, around 27-ish years when he picked up running. Now, he has run 5 half marathons in this time. The only time he trained, he took over 2 hours, 40 minutes to finish the 21 kilometers. That's longish than, you know, I would expect people of his, like, you know, when I met him. So it's long time. Since then, he has been very random with his running, but I still managed to do his best time of a half marathon in 1 hour, 42 minutes.
Right.
So he shaved off an hour or so without training.
Mm.
And when he trained, it took longer. Now, that is a good time, this 142. If he trains, I think he's capable of doing like a 135, you know. So the runners who've been running, these numbers matter a lot to them.
Right.
You know, 135, 130, all that. Now, I like his story because he picked up running soon after having started working. And, you know, he's a very successful lawyer working for a very good law firm. So unlike most other folks who take a decade or more off after having picked up work and, you know, they're slobs running after money, all that stuff. I mean, nothing wrong with making money, but they end up being very, very physically active. And, you know, we all get into that rat race of
physically
just...
Physically inactive.
Yes, physical inactivity bit and just the money part or life and family and all. So he kind of did that at least. And so he doesn't appear like, you know, most majority lawyers who would look sloppy, well-rounded lawyers. He's unlike that.
Right.
Good personality. His physical fitness adds to that, you know, to his personality.
Mm.
And even though I didn't ask him that question, but professional life too, it would have helped him, you know, that whole personality change that happens. Now, the problem I would have had with a story like this is people would have picked up running, but not focused on strength training enough. And then they get hurt.
Right.
And I end up seeing a lot of people like that. So they will get knee pain, shin pain, ankle pains and all that.
Right.
So people who pick up running and, you know, maybe you lost weight or whatever, please do strength training. Focus on running softly. So don't just be after the numbers or the speed and time and all that stuff. You do those things together and, you know, running will stick with you for far longer.
Great. So moving to the running events which are close to us. I know we have the Delhi Marathon, which is next Sunday, but we've already discussed that, you know, how it's not safe to run in Delhi, etc. So what are the other events?
Yeah, so then Chennai Marathon's on 11 December.
Right.
And, you know, good time we have again. If they are training for it, please do train harder. And then Bombay is on the 15 Jan. They are big events, both of them. Bombay, high time. I mean, you know, if you're doing a full marathon or so, we're already mid-November, so please train.
Great. So just to remind race organizers to get in touch with us if you'd like your events mentioned on the podcast. Thank you, Dr. Chauhan, and see you all next week.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.